That might seem surprising to you. That the president of the church wouldn't believe in God. But I didn't. In fact, I was proud to be an atheist. So I went off to the university. I remember as a freshman we studied about philosophy. We learned about Friedrich Nietzsche. He said, there is no God. He said, God is dead. And I said, yes. But then when I started studying science, physics, and chemistry, I came to believe in God. You know, Nietzsche is dead. But I believe God is very much alive. So I want to give you the ability to talk to people who don't believe. To help them come to
this.
Now, my lesson will have three parts. First, I'm going to give the argument that the atheists
do.
Two summers ago, I had a debate. It was at a team retreat. It was about the existence of God. And I was destroyed in that debate. Because I took the position that God is dead. A high school boy, he took the position that God is alive. And he completely the reason is the argument that God does not exist is very weak. But I can present that argument. The second point is why I believe atheism is a failure. And then I'm going to present arguments in favor of the existence of God. Now I have four arguments. Of why I believe God does not exist.
But you know, I mean,
of course, actually, I do believe. But I want to present the other side. Point number one is you can't see Him.
But you must be invisible.
And because you can't see God, He's not real. There's a famous cosmonaut. I'm sure you heard of him. He went into space. The Russians, they beat the Americans, yes. And he said he went to space. And he said God wasn't there. So he's not real. Now let's talk about that
argument.
How many people here have ever seen an electron? How many people you've seen an electron?
Oh, the middle electron.
Right? But do you believe in electrons?
No, we didn't believe in electrons.
How many people believe that electrons are real? Okay, why do you believe in electrons? Because they have properties. They have effects. And we can predict from the properties of electrons things that actually happen. How many people believe in the wind? Who here has ever seen the wind? You can't see the wind, but you see the effect of the wind. You can't see the electron, but you see the effect of the electron. And so, you can't see God? That is a bogus argument.
It's
a bogus argument. Can you see love? But do you believe in love? You know, a lot of people say they don't believe in God. Here's the question to ask them. Tell me about this God that you don't believe. Describe this God you don't believe.
А ты сегодня Бога, которого ты не видишь.
Some people say he's like an old man in the sky.
И кто-то скажет, ну, он такой старый дедушка там.
White hair.
Белыми волосами.
Throwing lightning bolts at people he doesn't agree with.
Который стреляет молнии всеми людьми, которые ему сказали.
And my response to that is,
I don't believe in that God either.
The God you don't believe in.
The God you don't believe in. I don't believe in that God either.
Let me tell you about the God I believe.
Давай я расскажу, какого я верю.
And let me show you from the effects.
Я тебе покажу, какого меня нет.
That God is real.
The Bible is true.
So people who say they don't believe in God,
люди говорят, что мы не верим в Бога,
because he doesn't, you can't see him.
Потому что не можешь его видеть.
That's not an argument. Because our understanding of God,
потому что в нем понимание
Бога, is something we can't be seen.
Его не может никогда увидеть.
In fact, in Hebrews 11, verse 3,
на самом деле, в Евреям 11, стих 3 говорит,
it says, by faith we believe,
по вере мы видим,
that everything that is seen,
по вере мы понимаем, что все, что мы видим,
was created from something that is not seen.
Создано кем-то, кто не видит.
That unseen thing is called God. What's interesting is, even scientists believe this. Scientists believe that the entire physics of the universe came into existence from nothing. And as a Christian, I say exactly. I'll talk about that a little bit more. Again, the second argument. That's the wrong God.
Это неправильный Бог.
Now another reason people say I don't believe in God.
Другая причина, почему люди не хотят верить в Бога.
Is because all those Christians.
Потому что все эти христиане.
They're all a bunch of hypocrites.
Но они все просто куча лицемеров.
Well, that's a strange argument.
Но это странный Бог.
They say, you know, the Christians started the this crusade.
Потому что некоторые люди все христиане начали крестовые походы, там инквизиции.
Now that's interesting.
I
don't believe in going to the store.
Я не верю, когда я иду в магазин.
Because hypocrites that go there.
Потому что другие лицемеры тоже ходят
there. I don't believe in going to college.
Я не верю, когда в том, чтобы учиться в колледже.
Because hypocrites go to college.
Потому что лицемеры учатся в колледже.
I don't believe in eating potatoes.
Я не верю в кушание картошки поедания.
Because hypocrites eat potatoes.
Потому что лицемеры едят картошку.
What kind of argument is that? This is an empty argument. Does anybody believe in that argument? But I hear it all the time. It's not a logical argument. It's an emotional argument. Now, are there some hypocrites that are hypocrites? Of course there are. All of us are hypocrites sometimes. Yes. I remember sometimes I'm walking down the street with my Bible.
In that moment, I'm going to be a
I see somebody who looks really smart.
Yeah,
and I kind of hide that Bible. Have you ever done something like that? I have.
That?
Yeah.
That?
Because maybe I'm a hypocrite.
But the most important thing is here.
That's not an argument that God is not real. To be honest with you, these first two arguments are really silly. I think the third argument is a better one.
Я думаю, третий аргумент он намного
лучше. It's the argument from suffering.
Это аргумент страдания.
Now let me ask you a question.
Давайте задам вопрос.
Now I'm going to be the atheist.
Я буду здесь атеист.
I'm going to try to trick you.
Я буду немножко как бы хитрить.
Do you believe that God is all powerful?
Do
you believe He can do whatever He wants?
So what
He
does is simple.
That He's infinitely powerful.
Do you think that the disconnection has sealed the last? We need to believe.
Are you sure?
But don't you believe?
Yeah.
Do you believe that God is loving?
We need to support
you. Do you believe that God is so loving that love is defined by it?
So the sort of loving is going to work on our share peace of that.
Not sure?
Yeah.
You believe that God is loving?
We need to believe
that love is defined by.
So, both of them are both.
Okay. Well, then I say that God is not real.
And God is not real. the most attractive Muslim
How can we allow Hitler to destroy the innocent
villagers? How can we allow the people who stood to decide to be your
How can we allow a small child to be born with a terrible defect and then just die? How can we allow a friend of mine?
Who's
a beautiful father?
To be killed by a crime.
But we deal with that.
No, that's a good question.
And I think that's a better argument against God.
Yeah, because the most we see what is seen as the main
person. The argument goes like this.
But the most of the community that came over.
Why would God not prevent it?
But you will both need a family.
Maybe it's because he wants to prevent it.
More people than most of them need to kill
somebody. But it's not powerful.
What if you're going to kill us? You know, this is
the Or maybe it doesn't care.
I'm not going to kill
Now, this is a better argument, don't you think?
Yeah, and I'm not going to see that in the
I think it deserves an answer.
Yeah, I don't know if it's good for something you want to hear.
But here's my answer.
It won't go out there.
God is not the cause of suffering in general.
But when you ask the solution from Stradani,
most suffering is because there's free will.
But she's supposed to die and spoke of the Muslim Masih for all the people.
Why do we even exist according to Christianity?
Why do we exist according to Christianity?
But you know, Muslim school of Islam is so much Christianity, but you know, Muslim school. The Christian answer is this.
Christianity is the
We exist because God loved us,
but the most of all, the Muslim school of
And He wanted us to love.
You don't push to the people, the
And He wanted us to love one another.
You don't push to the people, the
Atheism cannot explain why it exists.
Atheism only exists in one
It's just an accident. But we say
it
exists because God wanted to love us. And love gives us
choice.
You can't love without fear. You can't make somebody love you. So God gives us choice. That's why that tree of the knowledge of good and evil was in the garden.
What would you give of a sign of the Christ?
Because Adam and Eve had done a choice.
But that's the Sazoo that there was to but Adam and Eve and Eve and
Eve and Eve. And it had to be a good
choice. You have to go to the
Here's my answer to the question about suffering.
You both want to get about what is Stradani.
There's suffering not because God is not loving or not powerful.
Stradani never goes to both when you look at she's the
both. God is so God is so full of love that He created the universe. And He created us. So that we could love Him. And He gave us freedom. He gave us choice. And we rebelled. Most of the suffering in the world is because of sin.
But she's most interested in
It's because of rebellion. According to the Bible, But we have to do those
good
things. And we bring suffering into the world. Almost all the suffering is because of sin. Because of selfishness. Greed. Arrogance. Lack of self-control. Lust. I don't blame God because of rape. Child abuse. The reason they exist.
But you know what you say?
It's because God gave us the choices. He rebelled. But that doesn't explain also
something. Nothing against the access.
What about the tsunami in Sumatra?
So called tsunami Sumatra.
It killed more than 200,000 people.
It will kill so many people.
Why did God allow that to happen?
Surely not because of sin.
Surely not because of sin.
Don't you need to be proud?
Did sin cause us to not?
Don't you see?
Now, the imams in Indonesia said, it was God's punishment they don't go to the mosque. I don't think God wants people to go to our
mosque.
So not all suffering is because of sin. In fact, there's a story
There's a man born blind. And they asked him, why is this man born blind?
И спросили, почему этот мужчина родился слепым?
The sin of his father?
And the other one.
Or his sin?
Или его собственный?
Jesus said, neither. It's because of the glory of God.
And so that was his
fault. You know, there's a story about Job's law.
It actually is not a story about Job.
The book of Job is about suffering. His friend said, you're suffering because of your sin.
Why is that?
Job said, I'm not a sinner. I don't deserve to suffer. Here's the question. Who was right? Was Job right? So I say, thank you, God, for
that.
So suffering to me does not mean that God does not exist.
Для меня страдание не означает, что Бог не существует.
In fact, I believe suffering is even not evil.
Я верю, что страдание даже не зло.
Because without pain,
потому что если не было боли,
we would all die.
Мы бы все умерли.
Imagine, would a 6-year-old child be alive if it wasn't for pain?
Представьте, что 6-летний мальчик играет, если бы он чувствовал боль.
The parents say, don't touch that oven.
Не трогай эту плиту.
Don't touch that oven.
Не трогай эту плиту.
You'll get burned.
Ты обожжёшься.
So what does the boy do?
И что делает мальчик?
He touches it.
Он трогает.
He gets burned.
И потом он сжигает палец и играет.
And he never touches it again.
И он больше не трогает.
Pain is required for life.
Вы знаете,
even death is not evil.
Даже смерть это не зло.
According to the Christian idea,
если мы смотрим в христианскую веру,
death is required.
Вы знаете, смерть необходима.
Even in the natural world,
даже в нашем естественном мире,
death is required for change to happen.
Смерть необходима, чтобы изменения приходили.
And our bodies are not made to exist forever.
Да, и наши тела они не созданы, чтобы.
God will give us a new body, a better body.
Бог даст нам лучшее тело, новое тело.
Besides, suffering is not evil for many reasons.
Вы знаете, я поэтому могу сказать, что страдание это не зло, а многие вещи.
Without suffering,
без страдания,
there's no joy.
У нас даже нет радости.
Think about it.
Думай об этом.
If there was no suffering,
если бы не было страдания,
there also would be no joy.
Как бы не было и радости.
What does your food taste the best?
Когда самая вкусная еда?
When you're very hungry.
Когда очень голоден.
When is the most joy when somebody finds a relationship? When they find a relationship.
Anywhere.
When is there the most joy when somebody has a relationship?
Какая самая большая радость, когда кто-то находит отношения в дружбе?
When there's been loneliness.
Когда он был одинокий.
Without suffering, there's no joy.
Без страдания нет радости.
Without suffering, there'd be no growth.
Без страдания не было бы роста.
Without suffering, we couldn't understand Jesus.
Без страдания мы бы даже не понимали Иисуса.
In fact, without suffering,
так что без страдания,
most of us probably would not even be a Christian.
Многие из нас даже бы никогда не стали христианами.
So I believe the argument of suffering is not a good argument.
Поэтому я верю, что аргументы страданий, они не являются хорошими аргументами.
I believe that evil is the result of God giving us a choice.
Я верю, что зло – это результат того, что Бог дает нам свободную волю выбора.
And I say thank you, that gives us a choice.
И я говорю, Бог, спасибо тебе, что ты даешь нам свободу выбора.
I like the illustration from the prodigal son.
Мне нравится пример из истории о том, что сын.
I believe his painting is in St. Petersburg.
Я кажется, что сам Петербург это пример.
You know, when God created us,
вы знаете, когда Бог создал нас,
He wanted to love us.
Он хотел любить нас.
And He wanted us to love Him.
Он хотел, чтобы мы любили.
So He gave us a choice.
Так что дал нам выбор.
But that was a dangerous thing.
Но это опасная вещь.
Because most of us chose not to love Him.
Потому что большинство из нас выбирает не любить.
And it gives God great pain when we don't love Him.
И это приносит Богу большую боль.
That's why I love the story of the prodigal son.
Вот почему мне нравится эта история о Боге.
Because the son chose to leave.
Потому что сын выбрал уйти от отца.
And it gave great suffering and pain to the father.
И он принес огромное страдание и боль своему отцу.
But when the son came back,
но потом сын вернулся,
there was so much joy.
И потом была такая большая радость для отца.
So the cause of suffering,
так что причина страдания,
is sin,
это грех,
and natural causes,
и природные катастрофы.
But it does not prove that God does not exist.
Но это никаким образом не доказывает, что Бога нет.
And like I said, I believe the reason there is suffering.
Так же, как я уже сказал, что причина для страдания,
is because God loves us.
Потому что Бог любит нас.
You know, there's an interesting passage in Exodus chapter 20.
Есть интересный отрывок в послании Выход, Исход, 20 глава,
verse 5 and 6.
Сказано то, что здесь.
А вот сам же
я. Я прочитаю. Не поклоняйся и не служи, ибо я Господь Бог твой, Бог ревнитель, наказывающий детей за земного столба третьего и четвертого рода, ненавидящих меня, и творящий милость у тысячи родов, любящих меня, и соблюдающих заповеди мои.
So it says here, That when sin happens, the consequences fall on the children. And on the grandchildren. Down to the fourth generation. You know, that doesn't seem fair. Why should the children suffer for the sin of the parents? Because of Ezekiel 18, verse 19 and 20, it says the son does not share the sin of the father, neither does the father share the sin of the son. Seems like whoever wrote Exodus should have written to whoever wrote Ezekiel.
Это выражается в чувстве.
So our job as Christians is to show compassion. And if you go to countries that such as Buddhist or Hindu countries, Christians do most of the benevolent work. Suffering is not evil. It's not evidence that God doesn't exist. Not at all. Okay, next. Next reason that atheists argue. They say it's the default position. Потому что это как default молчание. In other words, another explanation. Unless you can prove to me God exists,
that you put up a
to
Bob
I don't believe in
that. Yes,
what kind of argument is that?
And the cook over there is going
to be. We put on a debate about 2 years ago.
Yes, it's giving us that as Bunchas of the
Bible. Michael Shermer is the atheist.
Michael Shermer was an atheist.
And his strongest argument was this.
He was not seeing that the middle of the
says, unless you can prove it to me,
that you put up a
I don't believe in that. And they said, He said, "Oh, those religious, all those religious people, blah, blah, blah." And they said, "Excuse me, you made a claim.
With
the only things that are real are physical things. You need to answer our question. Why do you believe that?" He said, "Well, I guess I just believe it." What kind of argument is that? That's not even an argument. Now, I teach a philosophy of science. And I tell my students that science is really good at answering a few questions. When did that happen? What are these things? So what does it mean? What are their properties? Where? Где? How many?
Сколько?
By what means?
По какой причине?
Science is very good at answering those questions.
You know what? Она очень хорошо отвечает на эти вопросы.
But science is very bad at answering questions like this.
Но наука, она очень слабо может ответить на такие трудные вопросы.
Why am I here?
Почему я здесь?
Is that the right thing to do?
Это вообще правильно так и поступает.
What is my value?
Насколько я ценен?
According to atheism, what is my value?
Согласно атеизму, какая моя ценность?
About 500 гривен.
5000 гривен.
Little bit of calcium, magnesium.
Немножко каких-то элементов, магния, там, кальция.
Some iron.
Немножечко там,
nitrogen.
Немножечко там, еще какие-то.
He's not a chemist.
Да, я не химик, он
говорит. He doesn't know these words.
Somebody can spoke with that.
But we love him anyway. According to Christianity, what is my
value?
You are more valuable than the entire universe. The question occurs. Why am I here? According to science,
an accident.
There's no purpose. There's no meaning.
You
might as well kill yourself right now. What's the purpose of life? It doesn't tell us if it's the right thing to do. It's wrong, I think it's wrong to commit adultery. It's wrong to steal. But according to science, it doesn't help us with that. Why is there evil in the world? What does atheism have to say about that?
So atheism
says evil?
Atheism.
That word doesn't even mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything.
You can't measure it. Then you must say you can't see it.
Then you must say
you can't define it.
Then you must say that.
Atheism says there's no such thing as evil.
Atheism says there's no such thing as evil.
I say you.
Yes, it's right.
I think evil is very much real.
I think evil is very much real.
You know, if atheism is right,
yes, the materialism did,
then I don't exist. Literally. Because if atheism is right, I'm just a bag of chemicals.
And
molecules bumping into each other. Literally, I don't exist.
Буквально, я не существую.
Because according to atheism,
потому что согласно атеизму,
you are a body.
Вы только то, что
вы представляете. I believe I have a body.
Я верю, что я имею тело.
If you believe in atheism,
если вы верите в атеизм,
you should say to your wife or husband,
вы должны сказать вашему мужу или жене,
I have a body.
Я химический.
I say I love you.
Я скажу, я люблю тебя.
But according to atheism, love is not real.
Но согласно атеизму, любовь она нереальна.
You can't measure.
Ты не можешь ее измерить.
And therefore, it's not real.
Поэтому она не существует.
I say love is real.
А я скажу, любовь это реальна.
I say God is love.
Давайте, потому что Бог это любовь.
According to atheism,
согласно атеизму,
justice is a word without meaning.
Справедливость это вообще слово не имеющее смысла.
We say that's not fair.
Мы говорим, это нечестно.
We say that's not right.
Мы говорим, это неправильно.
But atheists should never say that.
Но атеист не должен так говорить.
Because that word doesn't even mean anything in English.
Потому что в атеизме это слово вообще ничего не должно
значить. Atheism is an empty philosophy.
Атеизм это вообще не спасает.
And besides, it's not even true.
И это на самом деле так и есть.
You know, atheism is a try. Atheism is a philosophy, it's a try.
И на самом деле, как философия, она совершала попытки прижиться.
The Soviet Union had an atheist philosophy.
Советский Союз был атеистическим
философом. Red China had an atheist philosophy.
Коммунистический Китай был
In Cambodia, the Burmese had an atheist philosophy.
Cambodia, where you can call water, but why?
The French Revolution had an atheist philosophy.
Французская революция, они тоже основывались на атеистической философии.
How did that experiment work?
Как эти эксперименты пошли?
Would you like to live in a world?
Вы бы хотели жить в мире,
where there's no basis for morality?
Где нет никакого общего основания для морали?
No basis for meaning.
Нет основания для смысла.
No basis for purpose.
Нет основания для цели.
Where the individual has no value.
Где каждая личность не имеет никакой ценности.
Where did the idea of human rights come from? The idea of human rights.
Да, а вообще идея о правах человека откуда пришла?
It came from Christianity.
Это идея пришла из христианства.
If it were not for Christianity,
если бы не было христианства,
slavery would exist all over the world.
До сих пор мы бы жили в голодечке.
If it were not Christianity, if it were science itself would not have been created.
Даже наука сама по себе она не была бы создана.
Because the basis of science is belief in one unchanging creator.
Потому что вообще наука нас оставалась.
A belief in one unchanging creator.
Потому что сама наука она основана на том, что есть один неизменяемый создатель вселенной.
By last part.
И последняя часть.
Part number three.
Часть номер три.
Arguments for the existence of God.
Аргументы для существования Бога.
Now, to some extent, the argument for the existence of God,
с одной стороны, аргументы для существования Бога,
is the opposite of the argument that God doesn't exist.
Они противоположны тому, что аргументом, что Бога нет.
Now, let me tell you something.
Давайте я все вам покажу.
You can't prove that God exists.
Ты не можешь доказать, что Бог существует.
It's not like you can prove that 1 plus 1 is 2.
Ты не можешь доказать, как, например, 1 плюс 1 равно 2.
Remember your geometry class?
Помните вашу математику, урок?
If you had an angle with a triangle with equal sides,
если вы соединили треугольник с равными углами,
the angles are equal, right?
А равными сторонами, то и тут вот равно.
You cannot prove the existence of God.
Ты не можешь доказать, что
It's impossible.
Это невозможно.
You can't see them.
Ты не можешь видеть его.
You can't measure them.
Ты не можешь мерить его.
There's no equation you can apply to prove it. There's no equation.
Нету какого-то уравнения, которое может это все описать.
That says God exists.
Которое бы здесь говорит, что Бог существует в этом уравнении.
Did we use that word?
Бог. Здесь равно Бог.
Equals Бог.
Равно ничего.
That's a Russian for God. Бог.
Бог. Good word. Хорошее слово. Бог.
Yet, I believe,
я верю,
is the most reasonable explanation of everything you know.
Самое лучшее объяснение
of everything that we know.
Все, что мы знаем, самое лучшее объяснение.
Everything about reality.
Все о реальности.
Every single thing about reality.
Каждая вообще отдельная вещь об этой реальности.
Screams that God is real.
Кричит, что Бог
существует. First argument is called the moral argument.
Первый аргумент — это аргумент морали.
And here's the argument.
Here is the argument. И вот же сам аргумент.
Are there things that are right and wrong?
Есть вещи, которые правильные и неправильные.
Is there an actual standard of things being right and being wrong?
И они, эти вещи, хорошие или плохие, они не меняются постоянно.
Is it wrong to rape a child?
Это плохо. Насилие, оказывается, насилует ребенка.
Is it wrong to commit murder?
Это плохо участвовать в убийстве.
Is it wrong to steal from other people?
Это плохо воровать других людей.
I believe so.
Я верю, да.
And if absolute right and wrong exists,
если абсолютно верно истинно существует хорошо или плохо,
then that thing exists outside of human existence.
Значит, эти вещи существуют вне нашего представления, вне нас самих.
Rape is not wrong because I don't like it.
Изнасилование не плохо, не потому, что я это не люблю.
It's wrong. Because it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And if it's absolutely wrong,
that has to come from an authority that says that it's wrong.
And the source of that authority is God.
If there is
no supernatural reality, then moral arguments have no meaning. To me, the moral law is like a law of gravity. Let's say I don't like gravity. I don't agree with gravity. I say, forget you, gravity.
That's an old such a machine in the class.
Oh, no, no,
no.
Come on. That's a bad idea. Step off the stage.
Make a fantastic idea, please.
I sprained my ankle 3 days ago. Very bad. I don't believe in gravity.
So jump
off of there. It
was also springing spiritually.
Let's test out your philosophy.
Проверьте your philosophy.
And moral reality is true. Like it said in Exodus 20, when we rebel against God, we bring in suffering. It is wrong to love. It is wrong to have sex with anybody who wants it. It is wrong to your wife.
And the defining both beasts.
It's not just an opinion.
It's an opinion.
So in a world where there's no God,
you have to believe
that there's no moral truth. And justice is a meaningless word. You know, atheists prove themselves wrong so many times. They say it is wrong to teach people about God.
I need to hear that wrong to teach people.
Oh, so you believe in God?
That's a beginning rule.
Otherwise, how can you say it's wrong to teach people about God?
Even by their own language, they prove that they believe in God.
Even by their own language, they prove that they believe in God. So, is evil real?
Yes, it's law.
Then God is it. Does the word justice have any meaning?
Yes, it's law is when you do it, it's the good of the
then God exists. So that's the moral argument. The next is the cosmological argument. Now this one's a little bit philosophical, I think. I think it's a very good argument. Everything that exists has a cause. This thing has a cause. When there's weather, there's a cause.
Причина, but погода, она имеет причину.
Light reaches the earth, that's a cause.
Свет, который здесь, тоже имеет причину.
You lose your temper, that's a cause.
Вы потеряете терпение.
Everything has a cause. Everything that happens has
a cause.
It's causal. It's called the law of cause and effect.
Это называется эффект закон при первой причине.
Can anything happen?
Может ли что-то произойти?
That did not have cause.
И не имеет причины.
Obviously not.
Actually нет.
Well, the universe itself exists.
Даже существование Вселенной.
And even science tells us
даже ученые говорят
that the universe has not existed forever.
Что Вселенная не существовала вечно.
Now, you might have heard of the Big Bang Theory.
Может быть, вы слышали теорию большого взрыва?
Probably have. Science resisted that for about 20 or 30 years.
Ученые 20-30 лет они вообще не принимают теорию.
Why is that?
Почему?
Because it means the universe was created.
Потому что это подтверждало, что Вселенная была создана.
That the universe did not exist.
Что Вселенная не существовала вечно.
And then it did exist.
И она потом появилась.
Well, that means it was created.
Это означает, что она была создана.
And if it was created, it has a creator.
Если она была создана, то есть создание.
So believe me, science resisted that Big Bang model for a long time.
Поверьте, друзья, ученые долго противостояли теории большого взрыва.
Now there's a more modern version of the cosmological.
Более совершенная теория космологического аргумента.
It comes from a Christian philosopher.
Это пришло от христианского философа.
His name is William Lane Craig.
William Lane Craig.
He says, everything that begins to exist,
он говорит, что все, что началось существовать, имеет причину.
Has a cause.
Имеет причину.
As some people would say,
потому что некоторые могут сказать,
2 + 2 = 4,
God is much cheating.
Even if we don't have four things.
Если даже у нас есть 4.
But everything that begins to exist,
и все, что начало существовать,
has a cause.
Имеет свою причину.
This seems fairly obvious.
Это очень очевидно.
If it did exist,
если это существовало,
and then it did exist,
если это существовало,
there has to be a reason it began to exist. And so God, by definition, is the cause of the universe. Sometimes I think atheists have to have amazing faith. Their faith is much stronger than Christian faith, I think. Because they believe the universe came into existence.
Потому что они верят, что Вселенная она всегда существовала.
Out of nothing.
Из ничего.
And yet it has no cause.
Она возникла из ничего и не имеет никакой причины для этого.
That's not rational.
Это вообще неразумно.
That doesn't make sense.
Это даже не имеет смысла.
Okay, the next argument.
Следующий аргумент.
Now, it's a big fancy word.
Это большое такое умное слово.
Теологический
аргумент.
Big fancy word.
Большое длинное модное слово.
Let's get rid of that fancy word.
Давайте мы посмотрим это модное слово.
The argument is not.
Это случайно или это аргумент задуманности.
I see somebody holding a cell phone in the front row.
Я смотрю на скрин на мобильный телефон.
Hold up that cell phone.
Держи. Ты
Hold it up.
Подними.
No, hold it up.
Да.
And look at that cell phone.
Посмотри на телефончик. Сколько стоит?
Now I propose. Я предлагаю just an accident.
Что случилось?
It was on the road.
Просто на дороге.
And there was some metal there.
Там металл был какой-то.
Car rolled over it.
Машина проехала.
People kicked it.
Люди попинали.
Oh, yeah, they pull around.
Ветер подул.
So,
Денис нашел его.
Точно. What do you
think? Что ты
думаешь? If you believe that,
если вы это верите,
it's obviously designed.
Это точно создано им.
And anything designed has a designer.
Если это создано, значит есть дизайн, создание.
Well, which is more complex?
И что более сложно?
The universe?
Вселенная?
Or that cell phone?
Или это iPhone?
The universe is much more complex.
Конечно, Вселенная намного более сложна.
Think about the simplest living thing.
Подумайте о самых простых вещах.
Maybe a bacteria.
A bacteria.
The simplest bacteria,
самая простейшая бактерия,
is an incredibly, immensely complex machine.
Это просто невероятно удивительно сложный механизм.
Much more complex than a cell phone.
Даже намного сложнее, чем телефон.
This is called the watchmaker argument.
Это называется
watchmaker.
Да, это называется создать, в общем, аргумент.
Watchmaker, создать часов. William Hale.
Его зовут Уильям Пейл.
He came up with this argument 200 years ago.
Он 200 лет назад пришел к этому аргументу.
I think it's like this.
Я думаю, это похоже на это.
Let's imagine you had a junk car.
Представьте, что у вас есть
junk car. You know, like where you throw the broken cars or something.
Представьте, что у вас fault.
And a storm comes through.
И пришел сюда ураган где-то.
The wind, the wood, and the rock, and the metal.
И это бумага, дерево.
Yes. And then you get a 747. You're crazy to believe that. The evidence that the universe is designed is overwhelming. The universe is fine-tuned to an incredible precision.
Да, Вселенная, она имеет удивительно хорошие настройки. Давайте несколько примеров.
Now, would you agree that that's a small number?
Вы думаете, это очень маленькая количество размеров, величина?
That's a very small number.
Это очень маленькая размер.
59 zeros is the number. He said he needed to meet a community,
a very small one, which might have been.
Now, scientists discovered, which only had three, apparently anyway, they discovered, from the Big Bang model, a brilliant flash of light,
a growing solution to see it,
and the entire universe came from nothing. Just like the Bible said,
God should have to be there doing it.
God said that let there be light.
Both developed and we see it.
Now, as the universe expanded,
yes, the
matter contracted to form stars and galaxies and planets.
И во время расширения появляются звезды, галактики и целые звезды.
And gravity is the force that makes that happen.
И гравитационная сила вот что на самом деле подталкивает создание всего.
But scientists discovered something so amazing.
Но ученые они открыли что-то очень удивительное.
If the force of gravity was stronger than it is,
если бы сила гравитации была сильнее, чем вот это,
by that much,
чем вот эта сила.
Then the universe would have collapsed almost as soon as it was created.
Тогда бы она бы только что открылась, создалась из нее вселенная, тогда она так бы пулась.
If the force of gravity was weaker than it is,
если бы сила гравитации была меньше, чем эта величина,
by that much,
чем эта величина,
the universe would have expanded forever.
Тогда бы вселенная расширялась вечно,
and stars would have never formed.
И тогда бы звезды не могли бы сформироваться.
So two questions.
Два вопроса.
Why does gravity exist?
Почему гравитация существует?
Can the atheists explain that?
Как могут объяснить это объяснение?
They can't even begin to explain.
Они даже с начала объяснения не могут добраться.
Second question.
Another one.
Why does gravity have exactly the right value?
Почему гравитация имеет такое потрясающее точное величину?
That's quite important.
Вот это вот просто невидимо.
Do they have anything like a lottery or anything like that?
У вас есть какая-то лотерея? Да, есть, of
course. Let's say your friend won the big lot.
Представьте, ваш друг выиграл просто джекпот.
What would you say?
Что бы вы сказали?
Счастливчик.
Yeah! What if your friend won the lottery again the next week?
Что бы счастливчик, он бы снова сорвал джекпот.
The big lot.
Большой джекпот.
And then won it the next week.
И потом снова на следующей неделе.
You have to win the big lottery.
Ты должен выиграть большой куш.
10 times in a row.
10 раз подряд.
To match how unlikely this is.
Чтобы понять, насколько это нереально такую величину получить.
There have to be a million universes.
Это должно быть миллион вселенных из-за вас, пока не попадет в эту величину гравитации.
In order to have the right size of gravity.
Чтобы правильную величину вот это попасть.
Just an accident.
Просто случайно.
Just luck.
Просто удача.
That's what the atheists say.
Это вот что атеисты говорят.
I say, maybe you should have an examination.
Я бы сказал, нужно немножко больше.
But that's not the only example.
Но это не единственный пример.
There are more than 30 parameters.
Более 30 параметров
about the universe.
О вселенной.
You change them to the tiniest fraction.
Если бы мы были хотя бы один из них чуть-чуть изменили,
we wouldn't exist.
Мы бы не существовали.
Don't try to be as strange.
Не пытайтесь экран перечитывать.
Too much information.
Слишком много информации. Это очень интересно.
Thank you, Sasha, for translating it.
Спасибо, Саша, что вы это все перевел. И оно будет существовать, и мы посмотрим, это очень интересно.
There is a strong nuclear force.
Есть очень сильные ядерные силы.
It's what holds the protons and the neutrons together.
Это то, что соединяет электроны и протоны вместе и удерживает.
A little bit stronger.
Если бы это было чуть-чуть сильнее силы.
No high energy.
No what?
High energy.
Не было бы никакого
водорода.
Водорода бы никакого не было.
And no stars.
Никаких звезд.
A little tiny bit weaker.
Если бы эти связи, ядерные связи были чуть-чуть слабее.
Only high energy.
Был бы только один водород.
No other elements.
Никаких других элементов.
And the list goes on and on and on.
It doesn't seem to
жизнь можно продолжать, продолжать,
Another example. Другой пример. There's electrons.
Есть электрика.
And there's protons.
А есть электроны, есть протоны.
They're made through different processes.
И они проходят через разные процессы.
And yet the amount is equal.
Если бы количество их было одинаковым,
like 40 zeros before one,
это 40 нулей перед единицей.
That's pretty lucky.
Это просто удивительно, если бы это так попало.
The evidence from design,
доказательство от создания,
is fantastically strong.
Очень-очень сильное. Фред Хойл сказал об этой хорошей строке.
So Фред is a physicist, that? A physicist, yes.
Он физик, Фред Хойл, если вы знаете, я не. Вот что он сказал. Супер, can you read it?
Sure.
Супер интеллект появился с физикой, как с химией и биологией. Это то, к чему он пришел изучая.
So far I'm talking about physics.
Он просто смотрит, как он делает физику.
I can talk about chemistry.
Я могу сказать о химии.
I can go on literally for hours and hours.
Я буквально могу часами рассказывать про химию.
And just to be able to show you all the evidence for design.
И это просто подтверждает для доказательства о том, что есть создатель.
The design of water.
Создатель воды.
The design of carbon.
Создатель углерода.
The design of iron.
Создатель железа.
Just one example.
Просто один пример.
There are at least 23 elements.
Есть 23 элемента.
That have a property.
Которые есть структуру.
That
свойства.
That no other element has.
Которые другие элементы нет.
And if that element didn't have that property.
Если эти элементы не имели этих свойств.
There'd be no life.
Не было бы жизни.
For example, iron.
Например, железо.
Iron is the only element that makes a magnetic field.
Единственный элемент, который имеет магнетические свойства. Магнитное поле.
And if iron didn't make a magnetic field,
если бы железо не имело магнитного поля,
the earth would not be magnetic.
Тогда бы земли не было магнитного поля.
And all life would be destroyed by the things that come from the sun.
И тогда бы наша жизнь нам была уничтожена от того потока лучей, который приходит в Солнце.
But there's an amazing coincidence.
Но есть удивительное вещь.
Not only is iron the only magnetic element,
железо это не только магнетический элемент.
It's also the most stable element.
Также это самый стабильный элемент.
Which is why the earth is made of mostly iron.
Вот почему земля на основном состоит из железа.
So the same element that's the most stable,
потому что тот самый стабильный элемент,
and therefore the most common one,
и также самый распространенный,
is also the magnetic element.
Так что он имеет магнетические свойства.
Otherwise, what do you mean?
Другие, если бы по-другому было, то что-то из этого.
And then there's the ontological argument.
Следующий это онтологический аргумент.
The argument for desire.
Аргумент о желании.
That's what we're going to do.
Тоже хороший, but
we're going to skip it.
Но мы его тоже пропустим.
And then there's the argument for lives that change.
И также аргумент от измененной жизни.
Many things believe in God.
Многие из вас верят в Бога.
Because if you believe in God,
потому что если верят в Бога,
it changed your life.
За вашу веру в Бога, ваша жизнь.
It saved your marriage.
Это спасло ваше брак.
It gave you purpose.
Дало вам цель.
These things are meaningless if there's no God.
Нет вообще смысла в жизни, если нет Бога.
And then there's the argument for the inspiration of the Bible.
Есть аргумент по поводу вдохновенности Библии.
I can talk about that with your brother.
Я еще могу 3-4 часа говорить об этом аргументе.
But it's getting dark.
Настоящее темно.
And it's almost time to go home.
Пора уже домой собираться.
But the argument for the existence of God is very strong.
No, I forget that this is from your book, and you want to see it.
In fact, I believe it is literally irrational.
In the same way, I believe it is literally irrational.
To not believe in God.
Не верить в Бога.
So do not be intimidated.
Но, пожалуйста, не смущайтесь.
By all men with glasses.
С этими кучами мужчинами, мой God.
Who look smart.
Которые выглядят умно.
Who tell you there's no God.
Которые говорят, что нет Бога.
Because God is real.
Потому что Бог реален.
I understand.
Я понимаю. Давай поговорим. that we're going to share the Lord's Supper tonight. And I was asked to speak on it. Let's go to Genesis chapter 20.
Genesis 20.